This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
So we got that first home run call from Dave Sims earlier as Austin Wells went deep to lead off the bottom of the first yesterday at the stadium. Not a no-doubter, but Dave was on top of it. Now the Anthony Volpe home run an inning later, maybe not as obvious.
1-1 pitch, jammed him. Hits it to right field. That's a good jump shot. It's on the track. Looking up. It's gone. Oh, my goodness. Off the middle of the bat, Anthony Volpe muscles one out. And the Yankees have a 2-0 lead.
And in his defense, that one, at least on TV off the bat, did not look like it was going to be a home run. But
that's the Volpe.
Yeah. No, I agree. And he was right. It was a jam shot. Yeah. He did not catch that in the barrel of the bat. And he still hit it out.
Powered it out to right field.
Short porch.
Yeah. Yanks built a 4-0 lead after seven as Aaron Judge and Cody Bellinger tacked on RBIs in the seventh. So Devin Williams on to close it out against his former team had quite the sweat. 36 pitches that he did end up striking out Jackson Churio and Christian Yelich to nail down a 4-2 win. Asked how he stays calm, cool, and collected in those spots.
I don't know. You know, I think it's just kind of my personality. I'm very laid back, low key. You know, there's really no other option. It's either, you know, I get this guy out or we lose the game.
And it sealed a victory for Carlos Rodon, who was solid across 5 1/3 innings, 4 hits, 1 run, couple of walks, and 7 strikeouts, and then survived that tumble which he took trying to cover first base on a ground ball to Paul Goldschmidt from the speedy Sal Freeland.
It seemed like I was slow getting out of that turn to get to first, and I was trying to pick it up, and I just lost some footing and looked real unathletic there. So, yeah, I'm fine. I got a cherry on my knee, and I was telling Pettit, I was like, I haven't had one of those in 16 years, you know, since high school baseball. So, you know, I got dirty today.
Always good to hear him laugh. He can run a little intense, as we've learned.
Yes, he
can. Looks a little more comfortable with the beard now, you know?
Yeah, so. I know. It didn't seem weird to me.
No.
I don't know. You're a Yankees fan. I don't know, but it didn't seem weird to me, him having a beard.
Not him. I mean, in general, the idea of it maybe it'll take a little getting used to, but for him and Devin Williams, who, when you've seen them with other teams, are guys that rock the beard.
How would you feel if we had a policy around here not allowing beards?
Oh, it
might
be
actually
horrible.
Force me to lose some weight.
It's just the worst.
You guys both wear beards.
Yeah.
It would be pathetic for me. I look like a belly button. It's not good at all. Need to have the beard.
Yeah, a little something, some scruff. Cover up the bad spots that we've got, you know. Don't have that smooth look like you do over there, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't look good when you have the facial hair going. It's not your look. You need a clean-shaven look. For us.
I can't even recall seeing you with much facial hair going.
It happens occasionally.
Every now and again.
A little stubble, maybe.
Maybe.
That's it.
But this is you. You're the clean-shaven guy. Been your whole life.
Are you an electric guy or
no,
original
razor?
Razor. All right. Very nice.
Would you ever consider bringing back the mustache that you used to have?
Oh, no.
That would be
awesome. I know.
And the mustache, well, I can't stand it, is in again these days. A lot of these guys are rocking the mustache.
Skeens. Yeah. Mustache guy.
Among many.
Yeah.
I think a lot of like college guys have mustaches.
Hipster college guys.
Like they have cool hair and mustaches.
Mm. Like Austin Wells is still rocking it, right?
One of the guys from Temptation Island that got the hot chick mustache.
Really? Yep. I got to start watching Temptation Island. I haven't seen it yet. It's on Netflix now, too, so there's probably could be a little even more action. Used to be on USA. So
Unfiltered.
Love myself some Temptation Island.
Mm. Unfiltered and the mustache. You can see where maybe that could get a little.
Well, mustache ride is a thing on Urban Dictionary.
Okay, right? I didn't want to say it.
I don't know what it is, but I know it's an Urban Dictionary.
First thing that came to mind for me when Al combined Temptation Island and a guy with a mustache.
Yeah, but I don't. Yeah, don't look it up. But yeah,
don't.
Yeah, don't look that up.
Okay,
I don't know what it is, but
right.
You know what it is,
Homer?
Mustache ride.
Nah, I have an idea. Yes.
I would think most do, and that's why you don't need to look it up.
You don't need to look it up?
Yeah.
69!
not quite, but...
Oh, yeah, that was me with the mustache.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
dude.
I know. How about that?
Man, they should have put you on that pizza bar.
Well, that was the whole point. That's what we were talking about. That's why I was holding it up. I said, you should put my face in this pizza box. I know.
That is quite the time capsule right there.
Woo. Wow.
Man, not your finest look.
No. It was not through it, okay, though.
All right, Yankees, Brewers, the typical off day after the opener, you know, outdoor, cold weather environment, all that. So they'll resume the series tomorrow afternoon. Max Fried and Nestor Cortez will face, of course, his former team, now a member of the Brewers.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
So Joe Buck, yes, was back calling baseball after a few years away, this time for ESPN, and they love a good in-game interview with the manager. But Buck, a little rusty on the mechanics of how that works, and that played out live on the air yesterday.
Top of the fourth inning, Aaron Boone is with us. And Aaron, you got to be thrilled with the way Rodon has thrown the ball here for the first three innings.
Really thrilled.
Hello? Must be an ESPN thing with Aaron Boone, who used to work at ESPN. Booney, can you hear us? That's fine. Just manage the game. Don't worry about it.
You think he's ignoring you?
No, I do not.
Okay.
I think he is invested in this, and now it's over.
And real quick, before G and I have more of a laugh, Buck was happy to take
this. Hold on a second. When we get young visitors, you got to give us a heads up. Yeah. You never know what I'm going to have on the desk. You know what I'm saying? You need to know.
These are Seton Hall students.
Yeah,
They're of age. All right, no problem. They're adults.
All right, good.
Legally.
They may even have them.
Yeah. Right. I didn't know. Maybe they were middle school, high school kids. I don't know. But anyway.
Okay.
All right, you guys can handle it.
Yes.
Took the vajankles away. Now they're back.
All right.
Glad we got that cleared up. Here was Buck, happy to take the heat for the malfunction there.
It's my fault. I'm the one that got up. I was supposed to do it during the break, and then it's on me.
Well, you are out of practice for baseball.
I am.
It's been a while, Joe, huh?
Been a little bit.
He gave you the it's on me. He didn't say my bad.
So is this like just the only game he's doing this year?
I think so. I think it was a one-off.
They moved him in because they figure he's a needle mover.
He's a needle mover.
Right.
Yeah.
That's the only game he's doing?
I don't know for sure.
Okay.
But the fact that
I thought that they dropped him in because it was opening day.
Yeah,
it was Yankees,
that's what I thought.
And it was ESPN.
And he got Girardi and the Brewers analyst, whose name is escaping me at the moment. Those were his partners yesterday. And they had a grand old time.
By the way, if you put mustache ride into Google.
Sir, you're going to remove the vajankles for the students. But now,
well, I found out they're college kids.
I'm going to break down mustache ride.
No, mustache ride, they probably know all about. Right. Is that mustache ride can refer to a few things, including a fun annual event in Steamboat Springs, Colorado.
I think we need to look into that, find out what that's all about.
But it most commonly refers to a rolling costume party and pub crawl benefiting the Rout County Humane Society.
Really? Most commonly?
That's what it says. That's what
And that's on Urban Dictionary? Wow.
That's not on Urban Dictionary.
Okay.
Urban Dictionary is a totally different thing. But who knew?
I did not, most commonly.
Fun annual event.
hey, we're going to the mustache ride this year. It was so much fun last year.
What are you hoping for? A muff.
What else, CeeLo?
Maybe we send Al to that event or convention or whatever it is.
Live from the mustache run.
Yeah. Mm. All right. The Mets offense in Houston slept for 8 innings, awoke in the 9th against Astros closer Josh Hader. Loaded the bases with Lindor and Soto coming up. Lindor just missed on a sack fly to get the Mets on the board. But Soto, after getting ahead 3-0 on Hader, struck out to end the game, a 3-1 Mets loss. Here he was on that pivotal at bat facing Hader in the 9th.
He's a closer. He's one of the best closers in the league, I think. His stuff is nasty, everything he do, and he's really smart on the mound, so I think that's why he's still being so effective.
Now, as part of a 52-minute Rico Bronya podcast last night, Evan Roberts was in, as you'd imagine, full breakdown mode of this top of the 9th, including our guy Whole Foods, 27-year-old rookie Hayden Senger. Last hour, you guys were talking about a potential Disney moment for him there in the 9th. Evan wasn't nearly in the same headspace.
The Senger strikeout is whatever, because let's be honest, every Met fan watching, Hayden Senger, bases loaded, nobody out. You can tell me all you want about the great story. We're all thinking, just don't ground into a double play. That's literally the thought of every Met fan. I'm sure there were some Met fans, you know who you are, who were like, should we tell Hayden Senger not to swing the bat? Just take 3. And if Hader somehow walks you, let's have a party. And if he doesn't, okay, no problem. At least he didn't bounce into a double play.
That's a real loser's mentality right there. Well, you know,
consider the source.
Yeah.
Well, he's got a lot of loser teams he roots for.
Very much so. But I think ultimately he just wanted to make sure Lindor and then Soto got their shots. And, of course, the latter ended up letting him down in a big way.
He takes 3-0 fine. He elevates a little bit on 3-1 and just misses it, but he swings it that crap out of the strike zone. Ugh. I love Juan Soto. We all love Juan Soto. That sucked as a debut.
Oh boy.
Wow, he's on base 3 times.
Yeah.
He did reference that. And he tried to win the game. He wanted to win the game. He wanted to win the game with a home run. You know, and all I can tell you is that's him, and that's who he is. He's aggressive, and I can appreciate that.
Not a needle mover, though, right?
Yeah. I mean, for the Mets, he is.
Uh-huh.
But I'm just talking about overall in the big picture.
Okay.
That's all. All right. For the Mets, he is 100%.
Well, maybe by the end of the year, he'll have moved himself into that category, in your esteemed opinion, right? Game two of the series.
I wanted him 4 years ago, and that's why Jerry went nuts in here.
Juan Soto.
Exactly. Yeah. So, of course, I appreciate him as a great baseball player. But, you know, I'm just telling you.